Being off in the summertime gives me the time to do things that I normally don't have time to do. For example, this week I've spent most of the time at my house doing things like cleaning. In my computer room, the blinds were broken, and I had gotten them at Next Day Blinds, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and they have a lifetime warranty on them, so I took the blinds down and took them to Next Day Blinds to get fixed. That was on Monday. Today's Thursday, and I still have not heard from them about my blinds being fixed or not. But having the blinds down made me see the windows, and I thought, oh my gosh, these windows are filthy. So then I decided that I would clean the windows. Cleaning the windows is actually a big task. You have to take the windows down. I'm on the 7th floor, so it's kind of scary when you take the windows out. So, and you can take the stationary window, the one that stays still, and you can actually take that one out as well. But I got too scared, so I decided not to take out the stationary window, and just took down the one that's movable and did cleaned it both sides, and then cleaned the one side that I can reach of the stationary window and put it back up. Anyway, I did this for both my bedroom and the computer room. The blinds, I took the blinds down in the dining room and put them in the computer room so I would have some privacy. So now the window in the dining room does not have a blind on it. And I did not clean that one, but I'll clean it before I put the blinds back up. Anyway, my point is that I have time to do these things in the summertime. And I spent the majority of Monday doing these windows and cleaning the glass and stuff. I also took a little bit more time to do a little bit more detailed cleaning, like in the bathrooms and stuff that I normally just kind of touch up from here and there. Anyway, it's nice to have this time to do things. Of course, I also take time to do nothing. I was playing on Netflix. I don't know how, you know, you get caught in these like YouTube, what do they call it? A YouTube cycle where you click on one video and that takes you to another video and that takes you to another video and so forth. Well, I was doing that and I ran across this movie called The Curiosity of Chance. And I thought, oh, this looks kind of good. I should try to find that movie. And went to Netflix, and sure enough, I found the movie on Netflix and started watching it and quickly fell asleep. And I woke up when the movie was over, and I thought, oh, that was a big waste. It was not that great a movie anyway. But in doing that on Netflix, there was a suggestion on there. You know how it says suggested for you or whatever? I found this series called The In-Betweeners. It's a British TV show about these four kids in high school and all the antics they get into and so forth. And I ended up watching, there's only two seasons on Netflix, like 6 episodes each, and they're only like 20-minute episodes. So I went ahead and watched all 12 episodes, and they were quite funny. There were several funny things in there. Has anybody heard of that? The In-Betweeners, British TV show I found on Netflix? Anybody else enjoys that, let me know. And then I've also had time to rediscover and discover new podcasts. I was listening to Seder 69, and he mentioned the Mitzi Morris show. And I was kind of listening while I was doing other things. I kind of heard it, but didn't hear it. And of course, I'm too lazy to rewind and listen to it again. So I asked him on Twitter what the show was, Mitzi something. And then I saw that he had gotten a tweet from Michael from the old QCast. And then in that tweet, I saw that what the actual name of the show was, Mitzi Morris. Of course, now I can't remember the name of the show. But anyway, if I go to my iTunes, I can find it. Mitzi Morris, the Mitzi Morris show, of course. And I remember on the QCast show that Mitzi Morris appeared a couple times. So I went ahead and subscribed and listened to her. I think she's got 3 episodes already up. And Michael is the producer, and it's quite funny, so I have that now on my iTunes. And then I was hearing, I had heard, I don't know who I heard it from, but I heard that John Michael Haas, whatever his name is, was back to podcasting again, and I wanted to find out what that show was. And I forget where I heard that one, but it's called The Really Super Show, and it's actually a pretty good show, but it's really not my kind of thing, because not that it wouldn't, and not that it's not good or whatever, but he talks to 20-somethings from college, and I mean, it's interesting, but I don't think I'm going to stick with that show. I was thinking it was going to go back to his days of doing, what was the name of that show now? See, I'm so old. I have, what's that? See, I can't remember shit. Oh, there it is. Can't remember CRS. Anyway, the Daily Purge. I really, really, really liked the Daily Purge. So I was hoping that this show was going to be kind of like that, but it's not quite exactly the same. The same kind of show. Anyway, and well, now why don't you take a minute and listen to this?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Arthur.
Hey, I had an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we do a podcast together?
What a great idea. There's only one problem. We don't have a name for our podcast.
You're right.
Yes, that's right. Arthur and I will be doing a podcast together. But we don't have a name for the show. And a couple people have, because Arthur posted this on his most recent podcast. And the question is, what if anybody has a name for our show? We have no idea what the show should be called. And so we don't have a domain name. We don't have anything set up yet because we're waiting to figure out a name. A couple names have been sent in, but I'm not going to share them until we decide on a name. They were sent in to Arthur, I should say. But starting next Sunday, Arthur and I are going to record a podcast talking about whatever's going on in the world at the time, whatever's going on with us at the time, opinions we have. Of course, there'll be some politics. There'll be Apple talk and, you know, probably some pop culture stuff as it relates to the two of us. So, yeah, that's the kind of show that we're going to do. And we're going to record the first episode on Sunday the 18th or Sunday the 15th. Yes, I'm looking at the counter now. It's the 15th. And then we're going to both post it on our own feed. So you'll get it if you subscribe to my podcast. You'll get the show from me, and then you'll also get it from Arthur if you subscribe to his feed. And then eventually, once we pick a name, we will have a website and a feed and all that stuff. So, but our biggest thing is we need some help with the name. If you have an idea for a name, please, 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 you can either call the voicemail line, which is, I have no idea what it is as I go to the website to figure it out. Where is it? 202-709-3029, or send me an email, or catch me on Twitter, or whatever, if you have an idea for a name for our podcast, and we will take it from there. So now I am, of course, recording a podcast, but I took my partner to the airport today. He is spending 2 weeks with his family at the beach, so I'll have plenty of time to do lots of things. Yeah, so I think that's all I have. Oh, I know, which I'm sure Arthur and I will talk about on the new podcast, but Arthur clued me into a podcast called Reasonable Doubt. It's an atheist podcast that I believe he told me about it years ago, but I didn't really check it out. But this time I did check it out, and I loved it. I want to, you know, listen to it more. If you have any inkling in the atheist world, then check it out. It's called Reasonable Doubt, and I'm looking forward to the next episode. Other than that, I've just been cleaning and busy doing things, and that's about it. So that's all I have for today. Until next time. Bye.